My brothers and sisters, our tradition holds, and sacred scripture reveals from the very beginning, that there are four primary truths about the love of God. That there are four characteristics to God's love. That His love is free. That His love is faithful. That His love is fruitful. And that His love is total. So God's love is free. It's freely given. We don't have to merit it or earn it. I remember on one occasion, I decided that I would go through deliverance prayers. Not because I believed that I was possessed, but because I wanted to close any doors from my past that I might have opened myself to because of sins that I committed, because of wounds that I'd suffered, because of whatever brokenness that I carried. And I went through these deliverance prayers and I took it very seriously. And I started by making acts of forgiveness for anybody whom I might have held anything against. And after that, I renounced certain spirits that I felt might have a hold on me. The spirit of pride, the spirit of perfectionism, and so forth. And after that, I renounced any lies that I might have bought into without even realizing it. Because so often at the root of our sins or the root of our brokenness is some sort of lie. For example, sometimes you'll hear someone say, you know what, this world would be a better place if I didn't exist. You know what, I'm a bad person. No matter what I do, I will never be good enough. Right, lie after lie after lie that people actually believe to be true, and our actions flow forth from those lies. So I started listing off things that I thought, gosh, I might believe that lie. And I got to a certain one. And when I tried to renounce this one, I started breathing very deeply. And tears immediately welled in my eyes. And the lie was this. I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I renounce the lie that I have to be good in order to be loved. And because my eyes welled with tears and it was the hardest to say, I thought, you know what, I'm going to say that again. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I renounce the lie that I have to be good in order to be loved. And then the tears started trickling down my cheeks. And so I renounced it a third time just to really dislodge it. After that, I went a step further and renounced what I believed to be another lie. And I said, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I renounce the lie that I have to be the best in order to be loved. And all of a sudden, I broke down sobbing. Without even knowing it, I believed that lie my entire life. And I believed that about God, that He wouldn't love me unless I was good, that He wouldn't love me unless I was the best. My brothers and sisters, God loves us no matter who we are or what we do or what we accomplish, no matter how good we are or how good we aren't. He just loves us. And He loves us freely. We don't have to merit His love. God's love is free and God's love is faithful. All the years that Mary Magdalene was practicing prostitution, God never stopped loving her. No matter how long she was possessed by seven demons, He never gave up on her. And we might look at ourselves and say, you know what? Even during the years that I was drinking, even during the time that I was using drugs, even when I struggled with promiscuity, even when I couldn't give up the pornography, in the midst of my hatred, in the midst of my hard-heartedness, you name it, He never stopped loving me. He always was trying to win me to His love. He was forever faithful. God's love is fruitful. The first person who came to mind as I was reflecting upon this was Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, who did probably one of the most beautiful things in the history of the world. She offered herself as a victim of God's love. She said, Lord, I look around at the world and I see that You want to love every single person on it. And Lord, so many people are not allowing You to love them. They are rejecting the love that you have for them. Holy Father, I don't want a single ounce of your love to be lost, so I will receive the love that they fail to receive. I will receive that love for them. I will win the graces that they are refusing. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, after she died, even though she was 24 years old, lived in a convent and nobody knew her, in the first 28 years, 30 million pictures were sent out from her monastery. 17 million relics. That's 3,000 photos of her every single day for 28 years, and approximately 2,000 relics every single day. She allowed God to love her, and He made her love so fruitful that she's been called the greatest saint of modern times. She might be the saint that is most commonly called for intercession. His love is free, His love is faithful, His love is fruitful, and it is total. Venerable Fulton Sheen, at the very end of his life, somebody asked him, he said, "Archbishop, do you look back at your life and have any regrets?" And he said, "You know what, honestly," he said, I've gone over my life and I can say I see God's hands in the midst of all of it. Even in my sins and failures, He was working in and through that to bring about good because I handed those over to Him. But if someone said, "Gosh, would you change anything about your life?" I would only say this. I would try to love God more, because He loved me completely, and I wish I could have responded better to His love. On this day, when we recall our Lord's gift of His life on the cross, and as we all come forward in a few minutes to venerate that cross, we see in the cross more than anywhere else that God's love is free. He did it even though we didn't deserve it, even though we were sinners. That God's love is faithful. That sacrifice is an eternal sacrifice. It can never be taken away. That it's fruitful. Every grace given to the world was won by our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. And without a doubt, looking at the cross, we can say God's love is total. He gives Himself without reserve because He loves me.